Tanya Lauro is a U.S. Navy veteran, and she joins us live, GMI Studios. A great story. She overcame a life-threatening challenge and issue at one point, was actually in a wheelchair, and through exercise and nutrition. Amazing story. Inspirational. She wrote a new health cookbook, and through Corey's network of health and wellness, she brings her to us. Tanya joins us, GMI Studios. She's also a personal cook and does meal prep for her business. Tanya, thank you for your service. Tell us about this.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's been a great, great thing because I love cooking, and I figured I would share it with people. I actually all started when I had to lose weight to get in the service. So I lost 65 pounds to get in, and worked out at a gym in Nashua and was doing fitness shows, and instead of eating boiled chicken and the bland meals, I decided to experiment with different meals, and that's how the cookbook came around. My gym mates asked me, suggested for me to write a cookbook, and that's what I did.
Wow. Well, tell us about some of the stuff and your exercise. How did you, Tanya, and what happened to you? What were your challenging, life-threatening issues, and how did exercise and nutrition make you better?
Well, I had surgery, and they nicked my nerve, and I lost all feeling in my legs.
Wow.
And through a lot of physical therapy and eating healthy and a couple amazing people, I am back doing what I love, which I love running and cooking and sharing all of my cooking experience with many people. Actually, I have 12 clients a week that I make individual meals, and I cook at 3 individual homes every night for dinner.
And how long are you?
Kind of great.
How long are you in the Navy?
I was in for 3 years on the Harry S. Truman in Norfolk, Virginia, which is a huge aircraft carrier.
Mm. Wow.
Yes,
let me ask you, where's home, by the way?
I am born and raised in a small town in Sarah, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So eating healthy in a small rural town was not our thing, and we didn't eat healthy. We just ate what was on our plate because that's just how it went. My family didn't have a lot of money, so we ate what our parents gave us, and thank goodness for the Navy. That was like a turnaround for me to start getting healthy, and it's been full speed ahead since then, so I'm very grateful for that.
Well, Tanya, you're holding out on us. You're holding out on us. I want to know the name of your health cookbook, the website. What's the name of your cookbook?
It's called Food for the Warrior. And
Food for the Warrior.
You can buy it on, yes.
I love it.
Perfect, perfect title. And actually, a part of the proceeds goes to the Wounded Warrior Project, which I love supporting fellow veterans. I think that's important. And you can buy it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And they print it as you buy it and send it right to you. So I'm not in the loop. They just print it for you, and it comes straight to your home.
Well, Food for the Warrior.
Also, yes. I also ran the Boston Marathon for the Ironstone Farms, actually, which is out of Andover, Mass.
Wow.
And they actually help veterans, too. They do it by horse therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they bring in all kinds of different veterans in and put them on horses, and what a great experience that was because we cooked in the kitchen, too. So I helped with them. Setting things up in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the horse therapy and canine. Tanya, I want to go back. Give us some of the beef, if you will. No pun intended. Some of the treats or the magical tidbits that you have on how to eat well to be well in your book, Food for the Warrior. Tell us a little bit about. And I know exercise matters, but tell us about some of the dietary stuff specifically that made a difference for you and you recommend for people.
I did the paleo. It's not for everybody, but it definitely worked for me. I did portion control, which I think is huge. Just an extra ounce of meat or extra carbs adds up over a period of time and catches up with you down the long run. So if you're eating portion control, which is wonderful, fruits, vegetables, you still can eat healthy and still live on a budget. And I think that's what's really important. You can spend $5 at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, getting a coffee, you can spend that money eating healthy food. And I think that's really important. I think that's where you have to make the time to make your meals and eat healthy.
The other thing too, Tanya, I think is so important is so many families, I think cooking is medicinal. I think it's therapeutic. I don't like to rush. I do enjoy cooking. I had to as a young kid because I lost one of my parents at a young age, and I had my buddies, and instead of going to McDonald's, no offense to McDonald's, by the way, I just rather cook a steak on the grill or, you know, bake a piece of chicken and mashed potato and some stuff that kind of tasted, I thought, was better. But I love to cook. Corey, all she eats is salmon, but I love to cook. And
I'm with Corey. I like salmon too.
But I also think families, I always think families miss the mark on just talking and being around the kitchen. And maybe when someone's cooking, sit there, talk, put the darn cell phone down, turn it off, talk about your day. And then don't sit in front of the flat screen like a robotic computer and fill your whatever phase, you know, sit there and talk during dinner. Talk about one's day.
I agree with you 100%. I didn't have that growing up. Yeah. As a child, my parents worked, so I made dinner for my sisters and brothers. So I started young from cooking, and I've loved it. And you know what? It's food is a really huge part.
Yeah.
Shows a lot of love. I put a lot of love and time in my food to my clients, and I think that's why I'm doing so well. And it's just by word of mouth. I don't advertise, so it's my clients
I'm going to get you on
their friends and everything. I think my goal, I would love to have my own like veterans cooking show.
I love it.
Invite other veterans on.
We're going to help you. We're going to help you because I'm going to get you on my Defending Freedom podcast next week. Food for the Warrior. Corey's going to book this. And what I was just going to say, because we have to run, Tanya, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. But you look at the time we waste and how distracted we are. And it drives me bonkers when I go out and if people are eating out, and they're sitting down as a family talking, four or five of the people or the couples are staring at their cell phone, returning messages instead of looking at each other across the table. And I guarantee you, unless one of them's a realtor saying yes or no to an offer on a $1 million property, I guarantee you 98% of the crap that they responded to is crap. And they can sit there.
I totally agree with you.
They can sit there and talk and laugh and get to know each other or have a discussion about life. And those moments are fleeting. And they don't do it with kids. Kids are, you know, in their room watching video instead of sitting there saying, hey, how was your day? And, you know, talk to the young person. Let them talk to you. They might tell you something that is really bothering them, but you're not going to get it through a text message. So food can be a key to sit down. And maybe this is really profound, but once in a while, light a candle. Sit down and don't rush it. And spend an hour or a half hour before you sit up and throw the dishes in the sink or the dishwasher. You know, it's just so simple, but we've gotten so screwed up, in my opinion.
I think a lot of people are just really busy. Like, both of the parents are working these days.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm guilty for using my phone at the table once in a while. I'm going to be honest.
I've been
putting my phone away, but I totally agree with you on this.
I don't buy the busyness. I don't buy the busyness because if you can't stop for 45 minutes to enjoy a meal at night or get up and work out an hour in the morning, I would guarantee, I'd walk around, I don't know the time to do this, but people that say they're too busy to do what I'm saying, I'd say, let me be an odometer in your life one day, and I'll tell you the hours that you are completely wasting that you could sit down and communicate or get up and work out. I don't buy it at all, but I love what you're doing. We're going to get you back, Tanya. Thank you very much. Food for the Warrior.
Thank you so much.